And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can also catch the show again if you missed it. You go to www.nagb.org.bs. You go to the Learn menu, and you scroll down to Blank Canvas, and you can hear all of the archived shows. You can look at all our pictures and stuff like that. And the MP3s are all there. You can download them. You can listen to them at your leisure in case you have to get out of the car and miss the end of the show, or you miss the beginning, or you heard the whole thing and you just thought it was so great and you want to hear it again.
Because it's so great.
It's so great. And if you're on the website, www.nagb.org.bs, take a look at the calendar. On the calendar, you can scroll through that and it will pop up when there's events happening. We have a lot of things going on. We have workshops. We have movie screenings. We have Easter egg hunts, which we've missed that one now. But we have all kinds of activities that are there for adults and children. And we really encourage you to participate in one of those. If we are publicizing an opening, that's also free to the public. Whenever we have an opening of a show, we encourage everyone to come. And don't forget, the NAGB itself is free for all Bahamians and locals on Sundays. So between 12 and 5 on Sunday, you can come after church and you can enjoy the National Collection free and any of the other shows that are up. So tonight we are doing a whole NAGB focused show, and we have Malika Pryor-Martin in the house. She is our Communications and Development Officer, but also heads up the whole Communication Education Outreach Department. Just before the break, we were speaking about the Traveling Exhibition, which is a show that's curated out of the National Collection, and we try to travel that around the Family Islands. We did one that went to four islands. It went to Eleuthera, Grand Bahama, Abaco, and Exuma. And that was called Maximus. And it was a show about Max Taylor and Amos Ferguson, exploring how the country is viewed by different artists and the different techniques they work in. And when we take the shows, the education team travels and they also do workshops. They take art materials to the schools. The schools all come down. We have like practical workshops and let's say how to do a woodcut like Max Taylor. And now there's a show on which just came down. That was in Eleuthera and it will be traveling. And Malika, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about that particular show.
Sure. So Trans and Migration of Identity actually features more than a dozen Bahamian artists. So whereas Max Amos focused on two artists and sort of used and juxtaposed their two styles and approaches to authentic Bahamian experience and also their styles as a formally trained and an intuitive artist who is self-taught, this particular exhibition speaks more to narrative. So it addresses the idea that we are a country, that we're a nation of immigrants, voluntary or involuntary, and just what that means to the cultural fabric of the Bahamas. And, of course, those questions are being explored through art. So Junkanoo, of course, is a focus. Actual physical migration is a focus. Ideas around being an immigrant and having multiple identities is also one of the questions that's raised and perhaps for some answered in the course of the exhibition, but it is definitely more narrative-driven and is a really, really powerful exhibition. And you can only see it on a family island. That's one of the other really wonderful things about the traveling exhibitions is that they are all from the National Collection, as does every other museum in the world. The exhibitions that you see in the gallery include both in both, you know, our internal collection, but also collections of others, works that we're you know, fortunate enough to loan from other institutions as well as from private collectors. But the National Collection is the singular focus for the traveling exhibition because, one, it's the countries and it's the NAGBs, and so we can take the risk of moving those pieces from space to space. But it also helps us to be able to just give folks an understanding of how much ownership they actually have over these pieces that they're being brought to their respective islands. So it's very important to us that we specifically use the National Collection. And I'm just really excited because there were over 25 pieces in this particular.
You know, it's great. And it really makes a great contrast between the last show, because the last show, like you said, it was two artists. And, you know, originally we did that specifically because, again, I spoke to before. I mean, as the executive director, I'm like the money person. So I'm constantly stressing about how much money there is to do things or spread around. And the idea of the first show was really that, A, they were small, light, and easy to travel more than everything else. And again, we have to consider condition, because our job, one of our main jobs is to preserve.
Yeah.
So our collection is there for the next 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And so we have to make sure those paintings stay in brand new condition, that they're like mint, and they're always there for all Bahamians and all future people to learn about us, our scholars, visitors, historians.
I mean, when we think about history, how do we often learn and discover people?
It's through art and architecture.
Course.
And so, you know, again, the first show was also just like, okay, what are the things that are the easiest to travel that we can do the cheapest somehow, just to test the show out to see if it's successful?
Because I didn't want to invest,
you know, I don't even want to speak to the number, but it's, you know, several thousands to go, and maybe it didn't get the response we wanted, or it wasn't as easy as we thought, or we couldn't achieve the goals we wanted to reach all the schools.
Yeah.
I think with that
surprise by that first show,
we just, it was like, we couldn't keep people out of the doors. Like you said, people crying, people just so proud and so grateful to be able to have access to those things. And so then we kind of scaled it up. We were like, okay, so like next show's got to be something. You know,
yeah, something a bit different, something a bit more, something more diverse.
Yeah,
giving people an opportunity to see more of Bahamian art. Because again, Bahamian art and artists are incredibly dynamic. Mm-hmm. They move through movements and techniques and approaches and styles. Mm-hmm. Even just single artists.
And then for Eleuthera, this one was actually also in a different place. So that's also another challenge we have with it. Is, you know, we know if we do the show in one place, some people might not get to it, even though it's on one island. I mean, Eleuthera is very long
and thin.
And so the first show we did was in Governor's Harbor.
Right.
We got a lot of the northern communities coming in schools, but then this time we did it in Rock Sound. And actually that was a collaboration. So why don't you speak to
that? It was. So we had a fantastic partner in One Eleuthera Foundation. The mission, the art center there, and Tarpon Bay. It was just a true collaborative effort. And it was one of the first times that we had a partner on the other side that wasn't a gallery per se, even though they had appropriate gallery space to show. And that was incredibly meaningful for us because they had an understanding of how an institution has to logistically move through a space in order to facilitate programming. Whereas galleries, although obviously they're doing programming, it's generally focused
for their local community, their immediate
around their immediate community, around because their retail operations around the folks that they're buyers.
Yeah.
You know, and the people that and they
tourists.
Expect.
Yeah, which is fine. Again, we're all happy to have tourists learn about us too and see our paintings. But for us, the number one goal is the people.
Yeah, particularly with the traveling exhibition. Yeah. I mean, obviously we want tourists that are visiting or local tourists. I mean, if you are from Nassau and you're in Eleuthera, of course we want you to come and see the exhibition because you can't see it in Nassau. But yes, absolutely. With respect to the traveling exhibition, it was incredibly important to us and essential that we be able to attract folks that actually live every single day or at least the overwhelming majority of their days on those respective islands.
And so what kind of visitors? We actually just packed it up. So we literally, I was just there recently. A great thing was that it coincided with Eleuthera All That Jazz.
Yes, and the finale of the exhibition.
And those organizers promoted the show like at every event they were in the mic saying, go down to Rock Sound and the One Eleuthera Mission and see this amazing show. And so I went down and it was like crowded the last 2 days, which was amazing. What kind of visitorship do you feel that we had? I know that literally the artwork are on the boat now coming back, so it's still quite early days. You probably haven't got a full scope.
No, we don't have a full scope yet, but we do know that several hundred visitors came, and that's not including our schools. We're still gathering school numbers because they vary depending on schools. Some schools brought multiple classrooms, so we're still working on gathering those numbers, but we know that well over 700 individuals on the island would have attended, and again, that's not including our students.
And that's a lot, and it was up just for 5 weeks, is that right?
Yeah, about 4.5 weeks.
Yeah,
so four weeks.
That's like 150 people a week, which it doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. It really is.
And it may end up being double that by the time we include the kids.
Yeah, because, absolutely. Because let's say in New Providence, we hit maybe like 850 to 1,000 a month. But I mean, again, we're in New Providence and we're getting the tourists as well off the boats and things like that. So again, to get 700 on a, you know.
Interestingly enough, Eleuthera was able to capture some of the cruise ships that came in. So there were still also visitors that came in to see the show, which was pretty amazing. And it was also an unexpected addition to visitorship for them. But what was really exciting about Eleuthera and also Exuma before that is that we were able to add some layers. So some of the things that have always happened, as you mentioned before, is the school visits, a workshop that schools would actually be able to come into a space and have
a
some hands-on
lecture.
Practical learning. Yes, the
public
curator,
lecture,
talk,
yeah, curator talk,
which was open to the public, yeah. And then the exhibition itself. So those four components have always existed from the very beginning, mm-hmm. Even when it was ad hoc and an experiment, mm-hmm. Community outreach and a member of curatorial team that would travel with community outreach would visit the schools. There would be a curator's talk. There would be the workshops and, of course, the exhibition. But what we've been able to add, with Exuma, we were able to add a mural. So one of the other elements
with assistance
to
from the
outreach,
Ministry of Tourism.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, absolutely. Without whom that particular mural wouldn't have been possible.
Because mm-hmm. it's at the airport and they were facilitators and supporters financially with the materials. Because again, you know, art supplies, anyone listening from the government, we need to get the art supplies down on duty because 45% on paint is crazy.
Yeah, no, it's
so, yeah,
killer.
Just to paint a whole wall is surprisingly costly.
Yeah, for young artists who are aspiring. Yeah. I mean, being able to access quality art supplies is incredibly expensive. Mm-hmm. To do, and we know because every year when we do the camp, we order these supplies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And never cease to
so
be
So we
amazed.
Had the mural in Exuma, and then we had a move it. We have a moving mural in Exuma. I mean, Eleuthera.
Yes, so in Eleuthera, there's actually a mobile mural. So yeah. So the mural will visit various locations, historically significant locations in Eleuthera over the course of the next couple of years. But beyond that, we also had our first open community workshop. So before, our workshops were limited exclusively to schools, and we still did that. But we also had this edition of an open community workshop, which had over 30 participants, which was also this really wonderful experience because there were folks who, had RSVP'd and attended to attend from the very beginning. And then you had individuals who literally just walked in. They just mm-hmm. saw that something was happening mm-hmm. and came in and decided that they wanted to participate. And so what we're really working to do now with respect to the traveling exhibition is bring a bit of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas to the family islands every time we travel. So not just the national collection, but a bit of
the museum. Footprint.
So yes. And to give folks an experience, something that they can take with them, physical in terms of the work that they create, but also the memory of what it is, because the National Art Gallery is a museum. And so as an institution, in some ways, everything that we're doing is about preserving, promoting, and educating some element, whether it's curatorial, there's education and promotion in that, even though, you know, it is the specific duty of curatorial to preserve the works mm-hmm, themselves. Mm-hmm. And the same within the context of education, because when we're presenting these works, we don't have a conversation to engage without the works themselves. They serve as the facilitator for the dialogue. So being able to bring those elements as well from the museum to the family islands has been really, really special. And people are incredibly appreciative of that. Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's so exciting that the mural move. I mean, I think that's kind of like...
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
Right? I mean, it's not just going to stay in one place. It's going to go through all the major parks and historical points.
Yeah, the historical significant areas are points in Eleuthera. What's also really special about that mural, although in Exuma, it was also quite wonderful because we had participation from a local arts community. Mm-hmm. It was still designed by members of our team at the NAGB. Mm-hmm. The mural in Eleuthera was actually designed by educators, by arts educators,
which
in
is
Eleuthera,
great, yeah.
Across Eleuthera. Mm-hmm. And then they brought their kids who participated in painting the mm-hmm. mural. So there were over a dozen high schoolers.
And so that painting's going to move around the island. It's on kind of a billboard, and you basically... Everyone who participated in that is going to see that move around the island.
Yeah, and there's a junior in high school whose work is now in the national collection, which is, a pretty awesome feather to have in one's cap.
Pretty awesome.
But they came from as far as Harbor Bay.
Yep.
Harbor Island.
Coming from Harbor Bay.
Lunchtime.
Over there, exactly.
Lunchtime.
I know.
Yeah, it's
you're
a
thinking
too far.
About you're thinking about getting a sandwich, right?
Pineapple. Oh, also better in Eleuthera.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, so as far as Bryland and as far south as Rock Sound. Mm-hmm. And it was really because, and that was also helped by Buena Lutheran as our partner because they house the kids so that they could actually stay and work on the mural for the 2 days that
And that's kind of exciting because I think even, you know, if you're from Harbour Island, you don't often get to go as far as Rock Sound and spend the night. Like, it's kind of, you know, you don't, you know, you think that everyone who lives on an island must know all corners of the island so well, but, you know, sometimes when you're from one settlement, you know, it is still quite an effort to get to another settlement.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's, you know, that we're facilitating that as well, you know, with the partner Buena Lutheran is pretty awesome. So that's the traveling show. We have a lot more stuff happening at the NAGB, which the communications development officer who's with us tonight, Malika Pryor-Martin, is organizing along with her community outreach officer and education officer. We got tons of programming coming up, and we're going to talk about all of that after the break. So we have something new happening called Friday Night Live. We have workshops happening, and that's all facilitated by our department. And we're going to speak more about that with Malika Pryor-Martin after the break. So you'll
see you shortly.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to me shortly. I say see you shortly.
I know, it's weird. I know. They won't see us. But anyhow, you are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.